Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, you may have seen a backyard birdhouse or two in your time. Maybe you even own one. But the city of Urbana is taking this animal home idea one step further. Lisa Braltz has the story in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Art and artists are usually not the first things people think of when topics such as agriculture and ecology and sustainability are brought up. But these topics can encourage art that's interactive, art that requires participation by many, art that isn't supposed to be passively consumed and critiqued. Now, what I'm talking about doesn't work at all if it's treated that way. Urbana residents Bonnie Fortune and Brett Bloom are artists and collaborators interested in fusing art, which they see mostly as asking questions rather than just creating works for eventual purchase by rock stars and corporate CEOs or museums, with sleeves-up, hands-dirty neighborhood projects that benefit not just the collaborators, but everyone in real time, whether they choose to participate or not. It's like using your neighborhood as a canvas in a laboratory, in a gallery, in a classroom. In 2006, Brett and Bonnie founded the Library of Radiant Optimism for Let's Remake the World. It's basically a library of books from the counterculture that came out in the late 60s and early 70s. They were written, counter to stereotype, by an incredibly productive group of people that felt that by dropping out and working on projects, like building bioshelters or generating their own power, growing their own food, things like that, they could literally remake the world. Brett and Bonnie started creating projects in the spirit of the books, art and sculpture projects at first. But then they decided to create a community art space in their garage in East Urbana. The space hosted two events, both called Garage and Garden. Visitors could check out images of radical technology enlarged to poster size for better viewing on the garage's wall. Then they could leave the garage and see Brett and Bonnie's garden in action and share a meal with other folks. After two events, though, the two of them decided they'd outgrown the Garage and Garden concept and decided it would be more fun to work directly and collaboratively with their neighbors. They felt they could make change happen faster and more effectively by working with the neighborhood. So food-related projects, getting their hands dirty, became their new focus.
Well, the independent food culture here is so strong and so exciting, and the proximity to hardcore, like really committed, dedicated, awesome farmers, I mean, you can see them around town, is like, it's kind of a kick in the head after living in Chicago for so many years, and just to get to a farm, you have to drive a couple hours. I mean, it's really a detached thing, it's not immediate. I was involved with community gardens forever in Chicago, but coming here, there was a really a direct connection, and we also had more access to land. So we had our own backyard. It was a perfect place to start experimenting.
Through Garage and Garden, they got people brainstorming, and that eventually spawned a bunch of neighborhood DIY or do-it-yourself projects. It really gave rise to the idea of place and awareness of environment. Everyone eats, and when you engage in a food project, you're really connected to where your food comes from. Brett and Bonnie really see the ideas of the late 60s and early 70s, stuff they were working on with the Library of Radiant Optimism, as gaining traction again today.
These patterns are repeating themselves, and a lot of people want a different system, a different holistic way of being in the world. And I think even something as small as making your own garden is a way to sort of try to step out of this culture, the destructive patterns of the culture that we live in.
This year, Brett and Bonnie had a chance to combine a neighborhood project with a full-on art project via a grant awarded by the City of Urbana's Public Arts Program. The project? Building 10 bat houses and locating most of them close to each other in Urbana in order to foster a large and very active bat population. That's right. I said bat population.
This project is called, very simply, Let's Remake Bat House. And then we came up with it this winter just thinking about local ecology and ecosystems and how wildlife and wild flora and fauna interact with the built urban environment. And we were thinking about creative ways to draw that relationship.
Bats get a totally undeserved bad rap. They fly at night, they echolocate, and a lot of people think they're creepy. They're practically brand Halloween. But bats are really beneficial to town dwellers and farmers alike. A small brown bat weighing half an ounce can eat 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour. A colony of 150 large brown bats can eat 33 million rootworms, which destroy corn, in a single season, along with thousands of cucumber beetles. Bat populations are in decline due in part to disease, but also because their habitat is being destroyed by various human activities. Bats are our buddies. They need places to live and reproduce safely.
If you drive around and look at a lot of farms, you'll see bat houses. Like, farmers understand, and for a long time have understood, the necessity of having bats around and the service they provide.
Brett and Bonnie's bat houses, which they build themselves with the occasional friend and neighbor, are called two-chamber rocket boxes. They look kind of like bottle rockets and are situated on top of 16-foot poles. They're painted a nice shade of sky blue to make them aesthetically pleasing, since many of the bat houses will visibly reside on private property. The idea here is form and function that gets people thinking and talking to each other.
About 3 years ago, when we moved here, we noticed this explosion in the use of rain barrels. This outward symbol that people cared about water conservation. So we're like, okay, what's the next step? Like, what other things? So we see this year an explosion of gardens just on our street alone, front yard gardens, people making gardens wherever there's sun in their yard to just raise that little or that much produce. Like, what other kinds of things? So when Bonnie and I were reading about bats and realizing in relationship to bats, like how destructive the built environment is in a passive capacity without even considering their livelihood, their well-being, this is like an incredible metaphor, or a really sad metaphor, for just our general approach to thinking about our presence in relationship to one another, in relationship to the environment.
So the next time you happen to be outside at dusk, look up. Consider the bat. If we leave them alone and let them do their thing and maybe build them a few houses, it could be they'll help us out by keeping our neighborhood gardens healthy and our evenings in the backyard relatively mosquito-free.
Lisa Brott's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.